Very often after the death of a loved one, a person will say, "My life is changed," or "My world has changed." And they mean what they say. At the end of the day, their world is made up not so much of the things of the world, but the people who are most important and meaningful. And if that's the case, then when the people in our world change, then our world does change. Today's the second to last Sunday in the church year, and the readings we hear from the Gospel and in the Old Testament belong to a certain type of literature called apocalyptic. And what that word means isn't directly, doesn't mean the end of the world. What it means literally is unveiling. And so it's the word from which we get the English word revelation, unveiling. So the question, what's being unveiled in the readings? Well, the short answer is a changing world. The readings are unveiling a final world in which our only true security lies with God. Jesus takes what we consider our everyday securities and he peels them off one by one so that the only one that remains is himself. He peels away the security of nations. The people of Jesus' time would have thought the Roman Empire was there to stay. It had been around for 1,000 years, in fact, and yet it passed away. Even the most powerful nations cannot offer their people total and unending security. And then there's the security of health. And if we're in reasonable health, we think we can believe and hope that we can cheat death out of another day, another month, another year. But we know that despite our best efforts, something will come along. The Bible calls them famines or plagues or diseases, and our world will pass away. And there's the security of our family, our spouses, parents, and children. They're all blessings to us. They're there when we need them. But even family members cannot save us. In their human weakness, they too can unknowingly sometimes lead us in the wrong spiritual path. I recently saw the movie Ford versus Ferrari, and on the surface, it's a movie about what you might think it was about, race cars, the development of a race car, the Ford Shelby, and a racing team's efforts to win the famous Le Mans car race in France. But that's not the real story. The story that underlies that is really a clashing of two worldviews. Two ways of looking at the world. On the one hand, there's the world of business, of marketing, of sales and profits. It's the world in which the Ford executives view this racing car and its value and importance. That's one side. The other world is the world of design, of innovation. It's the world of the thrill of the race. And this is the world of the engineers of the car, the designers, the mechanics, and of the drivers. And without giving away the end of the story, the movie progresses with this constant tension between the two world views. And both sides, to use a scriptural term, see a lot of gloom and doom in the other's view of the world. Well, we could say that in the big picture of salvation history, these tensions of various worlds continues. People will continue to live out various versions of life, various beliefs about what is most important about it. But if the faith of us as Christians holds sway, then all of these worldviews that we currently encounter, religious, economic, political, social, all of them one day will be kind of harmonized into one. Sounds like a lot of dreaming, doesn't it? But what we hope in, that any views of the world that are less than God's view will also be peeled away until we're left with one world, and that's God's world. The apocalyptic readings might sound like gloom and doom, but let's realize how they end. Malachi says, "But for you who reverence my name, there will arise the Sun of Justice with its healing rays." And then at the end of Luke's gospel, "By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." Turns out that for all of that gloom and doom, we are left with a great deal to hope for. As much as our world changes, Christ is the same, yesterday and today, now and forever. And that world of God is intended to become fully ours.